You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm just going to say this. If Josh Vernier is on the show on August 22nd, something is going great for the Royals. Usually by now, I mean, college football season starts tomorrow, final week of the NFL preseason. We'd have been long gone from talking about the Royals, but no, we can't. The Royals are one of the hottest teams in baseball. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
Actually, the telltale sign is, like, you know what you want to talk about, right? In those 2019, 2021, 22, 23, when you were nice enough to have me on in the month of August, it was normally to find out, is there anything worth talking about with this Royals team? Vern, give me one good thing to mention about this Royals baseball club, but I'm well aware you're well aware of all the good things to talk about with this team.
No, you're right. You know, I also just kind of reached the point now where I feel like I can tell Rob and Speck no. Like, oh, you should have Vern on today. No, I don't want to have him on today. I don't know if there's anything to talk about. But no, I do want you on the show. There is a lot to talk about today. This is how we led the show. I think the Royals have to overcome their fear if they're going to make the postseason this year. This season, they have been 22-37 against teams that are 500 or better. They play 19 of those games between now and the end of the season. Nobody is saying you got to go 15-4 in that stretch, but you can't go 6-13 in that stretch. You got to go 9-10. You got to hover around 500. If the Royals can just find a way to play competitive against teams that are in their weight class, they really got a chance to do this thing.
Yeah, and as long as they continue to beat up on the bad teams, yeah, no doubt about it. Although a lot of the numbers that include the first half of the season, to me, don't really pertain to this team. The offense is so very different. This is, you know, a far cry than the bunch that they were running out there in April and May and June. So, yeah, that team struggled. The pitching staff is also completely different than it was in April, May, and June. So a lot of these season-long statistics just don't carry the type of water that they would, you know, had MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe and Cole Reagans and Chris Bubich. And, you know, we've seen a lot of turnover as, again, this offense, since Adam Frazier showed up, since the All-Star break hit, has been completely different in all different facets, from swing and miss to drawing walks to hitting home runs to, you know, working an opposing pitcher's pitch count. It's a completely different 1-9, even though, you know, half of the names are the same.
I give J.J. Piccolo a lot of credit for this. A lot of people were saying that the Royals should have been sellers. I was saying this. I believe you were saying this, too. I thought it was in the Royals' best interest to just pack it in for 2025 and get ready for 2026 when you can regroup and get healthy. They certainly had a lot of kind of exit plans to do that. This team was 40 and 47 around the 4th of July, and they were completely banged up. I think JJ and his staff deserve a lot of credit for staying strong in their conviction, staying the course, and making moves that didn't hurt this team long term, help them in the short term, and also looking ahead to make a move to get a guy like Ryan Burgert, who definitely factors into their long term plans.
Yeah, he had a tremendous trade deadline, no doubt about it. Another well-executed, well-maneuvered deadline by JJ in this front office. But to me, it's more of a reflection on John Sherman and Seth Lugo. Because, you know, you say we wanted to be sellers. And, you know, my response throughout July was, well, what is selling? Seth Lugo isn't selling. Seth Lugo is doing the proper business move at the deadline. If you're out of it, you move him. But once you find out he's willing to leave some money on the table and your owner is willing to make a legitimate offer, if you have the opportunity to keep him, well, yeah, all right. Now there is nothing to sell, because Seth Lugo, to me, was the only obvious move at the deadline. I mean, true selling was talks of parting with a Vinny Pasquantino or a Chris Bubich or a Michael Garcia, and I don't think you were ever on board with that. I know I was never on board with that. So once Seth Lugo said, I'll be on board with 2026 and 2027 in this organization, and John Sherman made that happen, to me, it allowed J.J. Piccolo to stick with his plan. Because if Lugo doesn't give, if Sherman doesn't give, Piccolo's admitted, I would have moved Seth Lugo because we had to move Seth Lugo. So to me, yes, he deserves a lot of credit, and he's deserved a lot of credit because he's nailed now three straight trade deadlines. But to me, the pivot in the season of, wow, we can be aggressive at the deadline, that happened when Seth Lugo and John Sherman came to an agreement.
Right now, we're talking a little Royals baseball with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. You and I talked about this early in the week. Seth Lugo was off to a little bit of a rough patch. He turned things around in his last start. What was different about Lugo than has been the last handful of starts?
Yeah, he said it was all about execution, focus, working pitch to pitch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right, he never took the excuse of I'm tired. He never took the excuse of that finger injury that he's told us is going to be bothering him for the rest of the season. He said it was all on me. So, all-star right-hander, a guy that you do ink to a near $50 million extension, did exactly what you would expect from a veteran like that, or someone like a Michael Wacha, a Salvador Perez, just when you start to worry that while this is more than just a couple of bad outings, this is starting to be a trend. The reason why they last so long in the big leagues is because they're able to adjust. And you know, Waka's been doing it for years, Salvi, of course, and the latest example being Seth Lugo.
Taking a look at Vinny Pasquantino, we'll jump around here talking about the Royals. We're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. I heard you talk about this on the end of your post-game show. Vinny, in his last 162 regular season games, he's hitting 260, 34 home runs, and 119 RBIs. He has been very, very good. I've seen a lot of tweets. I've heard a lot of commentary about the Royals should just lock Vinny up long-term. Based on what I heard you say, it sounds like you and I are on the same page. There's really no reason to do that right now. If you want to treat him like Cole Reagans or Hunter Dozier back in the day, you want to buy out his arbitration, give him some guaranteed money, give him that peace of mind and comfort, I mean, go all ahead. There's no harm in doing that, but I don't really know why the Royals would give him a 6 or 7 year deal right now. I just don't think that makes a lot of sense for them.
Yeah, he's 28, so you have him for his prime, especially for a first baseman, someone that is somewhat landlocked. You love him, and that's why you'll pay him, because of his importance inside that clubhouse. But no, to extend him beyond that, if you want to put in a few incentives that could pay him 1 year, 2 years into free agency, yeah, I would be fine with that. Mikel Garcia, though, is a different story. Now, again, not to get off of Vinny too quick. Vinny right now on pace for 32 home runs and 110 RBI. That's a combination Mike Sweeney, George Brett, Hal McRae never did. Amos Otis, Mike Moustakas, Eric Hosmer never had that many home runs, that many runs driven in the same season. So, you know, proper amount of reverence for Vinny, who's been on an absolute tear once the calendar flipped to May, in OPS that is all-star worthy, in OPS of 860. To me, Vinny is the best first baseman in the division and can make a case that I'm the best left-handed hitter in this American League Central. But he is a first baseman DH only. Mikel Garcia can play shortstop every single day at the highest level while hitting 300, running the bases well with a strong arm, with power, can hit for average. Mikel Garcia this year has been one of the 15 best players on the planet. So not only would I buy up his arbitration, I'd throw him at least 1 or 2 years of his free agency, which means you're going to have to pay him properly, but also he's going to leave some money on the table for that type of long-term security. When you have someone that can play up the middle, that is that well-rounded of a baseball player, even if he ends up staying at second or rather staying at third or bouncing over to second base, to have that type of well-rounded 5-tool player to go along with Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione for the next half decade, that's a pretty solid 1-2-3 in your lineup for the next 5 years.
I'm looking at this as really a 10-day stretch when it comes to the Royals. And more specifically, I'm looking at the 6 games you have against the Tigers. I mean, if you can win both of those series, great. You absolutely will take that. I don't know how realistic that is for you if you're the Royals. I think you just got to go 3-3 against the Tigers. I don't care how you do it. I don't care where you do it. But you can't lose any ground. It's great if you gain ground, but you just can't lose any ground while you're trying to catch up with Seattle and Boston, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a win total that I'm looking for. I just want to see them continue to play well-rounded baseball, because if they do that, I think they can outlast the rest and find themselves with one of those final three wild card spots. You know, yeah, it's a big series in Detroit. The next one's going to be big, and then there's 13 straight days without an off day. And you're taking on Cleveland and Philadelphia, Seattle, Toronto, so just keep playing quality baseball. You'll be there in the end.
When did the Royals start taking walks? Because you've been here long enough. I've certainly been here long enough. I can't ever remember a Royals team that was getting on base by walks. I saw a stat from Rainey. This is the most walks they've had over an 11-game stretch in like 20 years or so. What's gotten into the Royals offense?
Good hitters. Yeah, Mike Yastrzemski, Adam Frazier, Vinny Pasquantino's been a good hitter. People are wising up with Bobby Witt Jr., not allowing him to beat you. But you look again, before the All-Star break, the Royals had the lowest walk percentage in all of Major League Baseball. Since the All-Star break, they have the sixth highest walk rate in all of Major League Baseball. Before the break, before Adam Frazier showed up, they averaged the second fewest home runs per at-bat in all of baseball. Since the All-Star break, third most home runs per at-bat. But again, chase percentage, swing percentage, I could go on. It's been a completely different offense. Once Frazier, once Yastrzemski showed up, it's elongated the offense and not put the lion's share of the pressure on three bats, especially one being Salvi, who now, again, as we've discussed, is being asked to be the everyday catcher for the home stretch, just like he was a decade ago. Although, unlike a decade ago, he's not hitting in the seven spot, he's hitting in the five spot and is asked a lot of. Can Salvi deliver? We'll see. If not, it's nice to know that a guy like Yastrzemski and Grichuk and others, Michael Garcia, can pitch in to pick up the captain.
Vern, I'll get you out of here with this last question. It's baseball related, but it's also not baseball related. Have you ever traveled to watch your team? And when they lost or if they lost, is that like a bottom five feeling as a fan? Because I've done that before. You know, you get in the car, you get in a plane to go watch your team. It's a road game. Like, you could have been having a great trip. And then your team gets beat 24-3, and you're thinking, man, why did I come here? Has this ever happened to you?
No. The only team I've ever traveled to see was Michigan football, and they always beat up on Sparty for those trips. They beat the Buckeyes for that trip. So, no, never really experienced it. But as a Mizzou fan, I would imagine, yeah, you felt
that. Come on now. Why'd you have to throw white? Come on now. That felt
like shade. I just know where we're going here. I know it's college football season. I heard that bumper's back where you're all fired up about the Tigers. I love it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's happened in football and basketball. I went to Hilton Coliseum to play the Cyclones. They were down 20 by the second media timeout. It was time to go.
That's why I laugh every time I hear it, because you have no idea what year that's from, what team he's talking about. It's just it. That is Mizzou Sports.
That is Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show. Vern, I'm hopeful that when we talk next time, that means the Royals took care of business against the Tigers, man. I appreciate you, Vern.
Thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.